listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Prince.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to the Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia, broadcasting to the facilities of People's Internet Radio, being simulcast on shakeandwakeradio.com and also being heard on Truth Be Told Radio Network. Thanks for joining, and as always, guys, I'd like to start the show off with a little plug for the stations. They are viewer-supported. All these stations function on money that's donated, so if you like what we're doing and you can afford a cup of coffee a month, please send it to the people operating these stations. Any little bit helps. I also like to start my show thanking my producer because I always manage to forget to do that at the end of my show. Thanks, Steve, for what you do. You're sure a blessing in my life. Tell you, I've got the Duracell Bunny in for the first hour, and I am going away here for a month, so I couldn't think of a better way to put in my last show for about 4 or 5 weeks. Of course, I'm talking about Roger Landry, a good friend of mine. Always good to have you back, Roger, and I know you got some stuff you want to talk about that's kind of picking your butt, you might say. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, hey, thanks for inviting me to say something, Barry. I really, really enjoy your show. I do. And having a chance to come on here and say something to all of the people that listen to your show makes it a special time for me. And, geez, I'm being a little bit satirical because you're saying things like, I know there's a few things on your mind. A few things? If I only had a few things on my freaking mind, I probably wouldn't be here. I'd probably be in one of the lakes I live next to, you know, dangling my feet into the water and throwing my fishing pole back and forth until I catch something for dinner. No, it's well beyond that. The world is in turmoil, and anybody who believes for one second that this isn't actually choreographed, that this isn't intentional, that the higher the level of chaos, the more glee you get out of the people actually sitting on Mount Olympus, or at least that's where they feel they should be sitting. We are in right now, probably, no, not probably, most definitely, the worst period in human history. Not a joke.
That's not an understatement, Roger. I wouldn't argue with that in any shape or form. Unbelievable what we see going on our planet. But let's talk about what's really picking your butt this week. What's your pet peeve? Your number one? Because I know you got about 50 of them, but what's your number one?
My number one is not a bad thing. My number one tends towards a good thing. Okay. My number one is that there are a vast amount of people deciding they've had enough of this. That's happening in American politics. It's happening in Canadian politics. Did you see 2 days ago the huge gathering in London? No. People across the planet are deciding they've had enough. And you and I discussed about 8 months ago that we were going to reach a point where the people decided they have had enough. I wouldn't tell you that we're at the peak of that point yet, but I would tell you that there's no turning back from the direction a vast majority of the population of North America, and I would say Europe, Asia, and just about any other nation on the planet, they are all tired of this. We have one state after another. We have one county after another stating you're not going to have vaccine passports here, stating you're not going to have our children wearing masks in school. Stating, and this is going on and on, regardless of what the little traitor Fauci says. If you take a look at Fauci's ratings amongst the people, when he first started telling the world exactly how bad we were all going to get hit, he was everybody's little savior. Since that point, Fauci has lost between 42, depending on who you listen to, between 42 and 51% of his support. Now, if you stop to consider that the bleeding heart liberals are going to support anything that's said by anybody who supports, I don't know, the administration we presently have, anybody, okay? So you're going to have between 40 and 50%, even if it's only idiots. The big thing here is that it dropped from about 89% to just over 50%, and I think that's an inflated number. So what we're seeing is people are saying, this just isn't right. This doesn't add up. This isn't working. But yet, what has it managed to do? It has managed to damn near collapse the biggest economy the planet has ever seen. Okay, it has damn near collapsed that, and if Joe Bob has his way, he will continue to choke the life out of it. What most people don't understand is in a country the size and the prosperity that we have in America, it is not the big businesses. It isn't. I don't care what they tell you. It's not Walmart's. It's not all of these huge businesses, these huge car companies, these huge manufacturers. No, it's not them. What keeps the United States in, I don't know, in economic trim at all are the millions of medium to small size businesses. Mm-hmm. That is what our economy is based on. If you take all of them away, you remove well over 65% of everything that goes on in this country. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's actually higher than that, but these are numbers that government people throw at you. So take them with a grain of salt, either that or a bucket of salt, either that or a dump truck full of salt. But anyway, the point here is we're sitting today in a society that doesn't know anymore. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because what they don't know anymore is why the hell they still trust the government. That's what they don't know anymore. They're starting to go, well, wait a minute, that's not what you said 2 months ago. Or wait a minute, that's not what you promised us when we put you in the White House. Or what are you doing trashing the economy? Right now, we are looking at something that most people are just starting to see. But once you start to see it, that doesn't mean you can stop it. That means that once you can see it, you're now going to witness its explosion. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the same thing that hit us in 2008, 2009, 2010. Inflation! It's already here. What it's going to develop into over the next year is literally going to make your jaw drop. And why is this happening? Joe Bob. Why is the unemployment rate as bad as it is? Joe Bob. Is it because there aren't any jobs? Hell no. There's plenty of jobs. Then why are we having this problem with employment? Because people are making damn near as much sitting at home doing nothing as they would going out and getting a job.
Oh, in some cases more, Roger.
In some cases more. The whole point here is when you are paying people not to work, are you not instrumental in the destruction of their livelihood and the inevitable destruction of the economy? Why would anybody sitting in the presidency want to do that? Joe Bob doesn't want to do that. Joe Bob's an idiot. He hasn't got a clue what he wants. He just repeats what the teleprompter tells him to. It is the people standing behind him that rule everything Joe Bob and Kamala says. These two couldn't have an original thought if they were left alone in a football stadium for a month.
Well, I don't know how much longer Joe Bob is going to be able to hold on here, because I listened to the last speech he made. And Roger, it was absolute. It was like listening to a 2-year-old try to explain something to an adult. It was absolutely embarrassing. So what's going to happen here in the next little while? I think you're going to see him out of the picture. And Carmella, of course, will be stepping in and taking the reins. And then, boy, are you in trouble.
Actually, I think that she will probably see Joe has excuses. Okay, Joe is, you know, his brain's not functioning.
It's scrambled,
to speak. Whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, or just age, I don't know, and I'm not going to sit here and speculate because even the doctors won't tell us. But right. Do we know that he is mentally impaired and that it is getting worse by the day? Yeah, 10 years ago, Joe didn't sound like this. He still lied, and he was still an idiot, but at least he could say a whole sentence without going, mm-hmm. But what we're looking at right now is when Kamala gets in, the only thing this woman knows how to do is primp. All right? The only thing she knows how to do is smile for the camera. The only thing she knows how to do is what she has been paid or bribed to do. Go back and look at Kamala's record. Go back to California and look. She is the biggest traitor to her people you could ever imagine, because what she sanctioned was a hell of a lot of African Americans in California sent to prison for long terms, like 10 years, for being caught with a joint.
Yep.
Because, her legacy. Because these are for-profit prisons, okay? They make products, okay? This is your Kamala. Anybody who doesn't believe me, you need to do a little bit of research. So when Kamala gets in, between her propensity towards getting as much, I don't know, photo op as she can possibly get, and saying things that are so, I don't know, over the top or so brain dead that nobody can say she said anything wrong because they can't figure out what the hell she meant. This woman, I believe, if she gets into the Oval Office, will literally commit political suicide within the first 3 to 5 months. I have no doubt in my mind. None.
Well, the Democratic convention there, she got 1.5% of the votes. None of them were in there. And here, and along come Joe, and Joe got the reins. And, of course, the first thing he did was name her as the VP. And, of course, that's all been planned out, Roger. But your country, your numbers you quoted on small businesses, I'm just going to say, actually, what you said about small businesses, there is the numbers are almost identical in Canada as per ratio. That we've seen 500, I think the last number I looked at was 500. And 43,000 small businesses have closed in Canada since the start of the scandemic. Go ahead.
And that, again, is intentional.
It's the backbone of our economy.
Well, but it's intentional. It's choreographed.
Of course.
And
when
everybody out there is asking, why would you want to shut down all of these businesses? The reason you want to shut down all of these businesses is because it does not allow your control mechanism to function as efficiently as it possibly can. What do I mean by that? Well, if I can go out and get an ice cream cone at 10 different places, then not one of them can threaten me or sanction me for anything I do for fear that I'm going to go to one of the others instead of them.
Right.
If you intentionally close down all of these mom and pop businesses and all of these medium sized businesses because either they cannot get employees to work or, okay, they have literally been displaced by the larger corporations. How much money do you think Yahoo has made? How much money do you think and I could go on and on, Amazon has made? How much money do you think Bill Gates, how much money do you think Zuckerberg, and I could go on and on. If they can supply you things via the internet delivered to your home, what they're doing is displacing all of these other businesses. Now, what's the inevitability of this? If the only place you can get something is online from one of these major stores, if that's all, basically all that's left when push comes to shove, then these stores, in fact, can be part of your control mechanism. What do I mean? Over in China, and we've discussed this, Barry, they have what's called a point system, a social point system.
Right.
If you say something wrong or do something wrong, you lose some points, which means you may not be able to buy this at the store. You may not be able, believe it or not, to take your dog for a walk because you lack the social points. Now, imagine if you only had 5 or 6 major box stores to buy everything you need from. Imagine if they say all of the people we service going forward must complete the following information or must do the following thing prior to, or your permissions will be severely limited. Do you think I'm joking? I'm absolutely not. Amazon's already doing that. Didn't they kick Parler off of AWS?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they? Here yeah. we go. When you get to the point where a dozen major corporations control the ebb and flow, economic flow across the planet, then they, in fact, can demand what they wish for you to get what you want or need. That's not a joke. And that has already been planned out. I'm not taking any of this as being original from me. None of it. None of it. The system already exists, and we are moving towards it right now the same way the Chinese did 15 years ago.
Yep. Can you say corporatocracy on steroids, Roger? And you know what happens in a small town? Corporatocracy. Okay, well, when Walmart... You know what I was trying to say. I just got the word wrong. You know, I don't have the vocabulary that some of these other people do, so excuse me, folks. But Roger knew what I was trying to say. But regardless, Walmart moves into a small town. All the businesses in that small town close. And mom and dad who've had that small business for 30, 40 years are now forced to go work for Walmart to pay their bills. Isn't that a great system, Roger? These guys got it all figured out. And you're correct. It's channeling people to buy from big box stores, and that's all that's going to be left. And along comes the vaccine passport. Boy, oh boy. Talking about getting people on their knees, buddy. I can see it all. Go ahead.
Well, there are states out there that are saying, nope, ain't going to put up the vaccine passport. There are counties out there saying, nope, not going to put up the vaccine passport. And again, that's happening more and more. Some of the people who work for the Liberty Beacon Project, yes, our project, have been out doing some serious, serious activism, especially yesterday. One group called Millions March Against Mandatory Vaccinations. And the rally they put on and the speakers they had were absolutely phenomenal. The problem here is not that there is tyranny in America. Anybody who doesn't know that by now, especially since, you know, the last year has transpired, is either sleeping, 365 days out of the year, or has been hidden in a cave that is so deep even sunlight's afraid to come in. So this is where we're sitting right now. There is tyranny, and we all know it. What's starting to happen is people are saying to themselves, and this is the stage of America I have discussed with you many times. I have told you Americans are the last people usually to wake up to an issue. But once they do, they're very dangerous. And this is the stage we're starting to see. Has it fully happened yet? Nope. Is it happening right now? Yep. Is it going to continue to happen? As long as Joe Bob is the president, you will continue to see the inevitable uprising of the American people.
By design, Roger. They want civil discourse. They want
No. We're not talking about killing people. We're not talking about fighting. We're talking about using the system against them. What most people don't understand is they spend millions, if not billions of dollars, telling you your vote doesn't count. They spend millions upon billions of dollars telling you that all of these elections are rigged, so why vote? They spend all of this money convincing you that voting is not only stupid, but inevitably it could end up by harming what you're trying to protect. Okay, that works when the mainstream media is bought and paid for and they all pull out and pour out the same crap over and over again. The truth is this. We can nullify, any state can nullify anything coming out of Washington, D.C. simply by stating that law will not be honored in this state. They can do that. That's an absolute fact. All they need is enough people to step up and vote for this, okay? Because if your congressman in your state and your senators in your state don't step up, then it's time to do what? Replace them. How do you replace them? A majority of the people vote to have that person taken out, someone else put in.
Say, Roger.
They're trying. Go ahead.
Nope. Counties and cities can do that too.
Yes, I was getting to that. You're absolutely right. Whoa.
Sorry, guys. I'm just going to have to take this call. I'll be right back. Continue, Roger, please.
I'll talk to you, Roger.
I don't really need anybody to talk to me because right now this is a subject that really, really has me by the – well, I won't say that. It's not even just counties and cities, okay? It's also sheriffs. A sheriff, believe it or not, has as much or more power than the president of the United States in the area he is hired or elected to cover. That's not a joke. The sheriff is the most powerful individual within his territory. So, yes, you can have nullification in a sheriff's territory. Thus, you can have nullification in a county because most sheriffs are a county sheriff. And you can also have local nullification with your city council. Most people don't understand because they have been beat up. They have been beat up and told over and over again, your vote doesn't mean anything. It's not the Republicans or the conservatives hearing this. The Republicans and the conservatives and a lot of independents are hearing just the opposite of what's being told. Right. They're saying they're telling us not to vote because blah, blah, blah. Okay. The point here is the vast majority today of conservatives are awake more than I have ever seen. And they are starting to cross over the line. They're in the purple territory now, the mixture of blue and red. And they're starting to talk to these people and saying, you've been played for a fool.
Got a question for you, Roger. What you said about the sheriffs, I'm fully aware of that. Can they not, in a state of an emergency, deputize massive amounts of citizens at one time?
They can.
I've heard that before. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
They can deputize, but I don't think they could deputize like an entire state or an entire county or something like that. I believe that the individuals that are deputized have to, I don't know, fall within the needs and requirements of the task you're deputizing them for. So unless you can say there's going to be a full frontal armored attack on our city, so we need to deputize everybody within the city, it's probably not going to hang too well. You're right. They can deputize, and they can deputize whatever is necessary for the function they're being deputized for.
Right. That's what I was kind of getting to. At least down there, you do have a system that allows you to check the government. We don't have that up here in Canada, Roger. We are basically in a full-blown dictatorship right now. What the government's doing right now up here, it's actually working to shoot them in the foot, because in the last month here, Canadians are really getting jolted with unbelievable draconian rules and measurements being taken against them, especially in light of what is going on in the big cities with the Muslims, where they're being allowed to continue their church services on Sundays unabated, not bothered by anybody. The police don't show up. They're not getting tickets. They break every rule laid down for everybody else in this country, and yet they're allowed to go ahead and have their services when Canadian Christian churches are being covered with barbed wire fences, and have one situation where there was 200 police officers standing around the outside of a Christian church to stop petitioners from practicing their religion. And yet we have a bye when it comes to the Muslims. What is going on, folks? And that's what's going on in Canada right now, Roger. And one other thing I wanted to bring to your attention, maybe you're not aware of, but, you know, the Canadian government's giving ice cream to kids that want to get their vaccines. Yes. Well, now, Roger, there was two children died here in the last week, a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, whose parents were stupid enough. And honest to God, Roger, if I could get my hands on the neck of these parents right now that went and allowed their children to be filled full of this poison, well, they've got two dead children right now. A 12-year-old and a 14-year-old is being completely scrubbed by the media. The links came up. They take them down within an hour. They're gone. But it's gone around the country. Everybody knows about this, along with the 16-year-old that have died in the last week from these injections. This is insanity, Roger. It's insanity. Buddy, go ahead. But it's waking people up at light speed.
I've got a question, okay? Yeah. What I uncovered pretty much stated that the children could volunteer for the vaccination in school without parental permission.
Absolutely correct.
Which means that a minor child, hold on, which means that a minor child can speak their own mind and get a vaccine against the parental wishes, and the system will back the child up and not the parent. Absolutely. That's what you take away from this, people. That's what you take away. Correct.
Yeah. I mean, if this doesn't shake people to the core and show them what's going on in our country, Roger, then they're beyond reach. They're just beyond any kind of hope to make them understand that what we're dealing with is not a COVID vaccine or a COVID virus. Listen, go ahead.
Listen to this. Everybody out there, listen to this and then go check the facts, okay? Because this is going to blow your mind. If you will vaccinate a child who has a 99.9998% chance, even if they got it, of recovering from it, which means it's almost impossible for a child to die from this. If you're going to take a child who has 99.9998% chance of surviving and give them a vaccine, which they have an 80% chance of getting a negative event from, and a much higher chance of dying from than if they didn't take it. How the hell do you justify doing this to your kids? There is a higher probability of vaccine damage than there is of your kids dying from COVID.
Absolutely. Listen to that. Much higher, Roger. 10 times, 20 times.
Vaccinate your kid, and you're putting them in much more danger. Much more. What?
Roger, we're supposed to be intelligent people. It baffles me, Brady. It really baffles me how an adult that has any kind of question about what's going into their child's body, you know, would question this. But, of course, they've been conditioned over the years that, you know, your child's got to get this vaccine. We got to give them that vaccine. Everything's fine. And, of course, they go through these vaccine regimens. And we know from previous shops or shows we've done that, you know, a lot of these children suffer from this. But still, the parents are being indoctrinated to believe that if it's coming from the government, it's got to be safe. They wouldn't do anything to harm the child. This is much different, my friend. Much different.
Listen to this. Everybody listen to this, because I'm going to give you something that pretty much sets up the same standard, but I want to know exactly how you'd react to this. All right. You got a bunch of kids. You got 1,000 kids, and they're all at this huge airfield for a day out at the airfield. Okay. It's a big day out of school. Everybody goes to the airports, all these schools, they meet up. They're learning all about these planes. And then they say, all of you kids are going to learn how to parachute today. So we're going to take you up in those beautiful planes, and you get to parachute out. But don't worry about it, because only one parachute out of 1,000 isn't going to open, and that person will die. Which one of you parents is going to actually let your kid get on that plane? If you know, you don't know which one. You know for a fact that one of those parachutes is not going to open. Which one of you parents is going to put your kids on that plane? Want to bet it's none of you? But yet you're going to give them this freaking vaccine, which has a higher rate of damage or death than that one in 1,000. And you're going to do it willingly. Tell me the difference between sending your kid up on that plane and sending your kid into school to get a vaccine. Tell me the difference, because you can't.
These people that are doing this, Roger, my only hope and prayer is that one day they are truly held accountable for what they're doing to our society. And I'm starting to believe that that day is coming, Roger, because I'm seeing more and more in Canada. Like you talked about the rally in Britain the other day, it was just inspiring. The amount of people that showed up, it was just mind-boggling. Well, we're starting to see that.
The second one they've had in a month and a half.
Millions of people, like over a million people on the streets. Yep. Well, we're starting to see that in Canada now, Roger. We're starting to see more and more people showing up as people are sitting around their coffee tables and their dinner tables, and they're having conversations about this. We are really starting to see a change. It needs to come very quickly because our government is completely out of control. They're just ramping up this vaccine agenda, like to bring in the army in to help with distribution. All we hear about 24/7 on any mainstream media station in Canada is go get your vaccine for the better of the better of the good. You have to do this. When we're 75% vaccinated, all life will go back to order, to normal. And that's the big carrot they're holding in front of people's faces. People in Canada are sick of what's going on, and a lot of them are going to buy into this, Roger. But
well, the vaccine,
more so now or not, and that's a good thing.
The vaccine at this point is doing more damage than any COVID anything that's remaining anywhere. That's not a joke.
Absolutely.
Okay, do you have that meme in front of you? Okay, because looking at that absolutely makes your eyes go crossed. All right, 210 vaccine deaths with one COVID death.
Yep.
Stopping. So this is in Australia, and it's over what, a 3 or 4 month period?
Since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, COVID death, one, and 210 vaccine related deaths. Stop and listen to what I just said. Why? Why the hell would anybody want to put their kids on that plane and put a parachute on them? Why?
Well, and then add in the adverse effects events. I mean, 22,000.
22,000.
But we know that's only a fraction of actually what's happening, Roger. They're always underreported. We know that. Go to VAERS site and hear what they got to say about the reporting. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you what they have to say about their reporting. They have to say, even though we have thousands of deaths indicated in VAERS, VAERS tells you flat out that it may be only 10% of what is actually occurring, because in some cases, not enough reporting is done to the doctor when you go in with the symptoms, so on and so forth, okay? So maybe only 10% of vaccine damage is actually reported, but then they go on to say, but it could also be as low as only 1%. Mm. If they're telling us that 210 people died, is it 2,100 or is it 21,000? That's not a joke. That's what VAERS says. Right now, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you don't think this is going to, I mean, you don't think that would be enough to wake people up, Roger? If we could get that information in front of everybody's faces, they'd sit there and they'd go, wait a second, hold on. I'm not getting that vaccine. But of course, it's being quashed. Go ahead.
If everybody knew that, then what you would find out is there's still anywhere from 15 to 25% of the country that's just plain stupid. But yes, at least 75% of the country would say, why not? But again, you said you're just getting squashed or just getting squashed. Of course it is. The mainstream media does nothing but tell you why you should take a vaccine. They're not telling you, okay, all of the reports from VAERS. They're not telling you, I think it was 16 children in Connecticut that just received the vaccines were hospitalized for cardio conditions, heart conditions.
Right.
Yes, inflammation of the heart. This, right. 14 soldiers are being tracked because they were pretty much told you will take the vaccine, and they did. And 14 soldiers are now being tracked with cardiovascular events, heart conditions. And we're only talking about heart conditions here. Okay. There's a lot of things we're not talking about. All right. We're not talking about the fact that some women have never received the vaccine, but they are in close proximity to women who have received the vaccine. We've been told that these are transmissible from one person to another, not COVID-19, the vaccine. So these girls are sitting together day after day at lunch or whatever. They're talking, they're friends. Okay, one decided to take the vaccine and the other one didn't. And the other one all of a sudden finds out that her period isn't what it should be, that she's not, that she's spotting when she shouldn't, that she's getting menstrual cramps that she's never had before, and that she ends up aborting a child she didn't even know she had because it was that small. All right. These are things happening all over the country. All right. If you stop to consider on your last show, what did we talk about? Only 3% of the Canadians have been vaccinated, whereas over 40% of the Americans have been vaccinated. And what did I tell you? Oh, gee, they just opened the border back up to Canada. And all those vaccinated Americans are going to step into Canada and transmit you guys all into La La Land.
We're going to, you know, one day there's going to be some really, really good movies made about this particular time in human history, Roger. That's all I got to say, because we couldn't make some of this stuff up. We couldn't make it up if we tried. But here we are living in it.
Look, if I tried to make this up, people would say either one, you're the best science fiction writer that's ever been alive, or two, somebody locked this guy up because his brain is definitely over a cliff.
Well, you know, I was really kind of, you know, you got Joey down there in power right now, and I was really, really hoping that Trump would hold on, because, boy, we need him up here. I'd like to see him invade Canada right now and put a stop to this madness up here. I really would, Roger. I'd vote for that.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would vote for that. Bring the army up here and get Trudeau, get every corrupt politician out of our way, out of our Ottawa, please. But then you got corrupt politicians down there to deal with, so you got your own problems.
But you said, hey, if Trump would have just hung on, if Trump would have, let me explain something to you. And no, I'm not going to stand here and tell anybody that next week Trump's going to be back in the White House, because even I don't believe that. All right. I don't. But what I will tell you is that Maricopa County is turning out to be the biggest disaster the Dems could ever ask for.
Every time
they put a roadblock up, it gets knocked down, then they put up another one. All they're doing is transmitting to the entire planet that, look, if we don't have nothing to hide, showing you the information you want to see would prove us innocent. But if I'm doing everything under the sun to make sure you don't see it, then how the hell do you want anybody to believe you're innocent? But hold on, I'm not done. Okay? This is also stirred up in Georgia. Yeah, where a judge told him, yep, I'm not stopping this. Let's do some recounting, okay? And it's not the only place. This could still end up by midsummer being in a position where the election that put Joe Biden in office becomes null and void. I'm not telling you it's going to happen, and I'm not telling you that prepare for it. What I am saying is anybody who thinks that it's not a possibility isn't watching the news.
Yeah, well, my understanding is, Roger, 20 states now have ordered recounts. Is that correct?
I would say, I don't think it's the entire states. I think it's portions of the states, because you got to remember, it wasn't the states that he lost. It was these big population centers where the Democrats have the majority of their votes. And that's in New York. That's in California. These are the big blue states.
Right.
But I would tell you that there is enough hubbub going on right now about this that it may end up putting us in a constitutional crisis. Now, I'm using the word crisis because that by definition is what it would be. It would force actions. So that makes it a crisis. But is it a crisis to us? No, it isn't. Okay? Because if we have enough people stepping up to say, this ain't right, this didn't work, and the election gets overturned at that point, okay? At that point, you have to know that none of this is going to go through without SCOTUS, without the Supreme Court of the United States. And on your last show, I also told your entire crowd that if SCOTUS or when SCOTUS were to get something like this, they would have to take it seriously, and they would have to vote the will of the people, because if they didn't, that would be the end of the Supreme Court in this country. They can't – hold on. They can't shut it down and say, we don't have standing. Of course you have standing, because this is about who's actually going to sit in the White House, and this is about the fact that the person in the White House is there illegally. These are federal issues, and mandated that the SCOTUS, if it's presented to them, must deal with it. You can't pass it on the way you did before. So they will have no choice. And if there is irrefutable proof from these voting recounts across the country, they have no choice but to declare the election null and void. Am I saying it's going to happen? No. Is there still a possibility it could happen? Yes. Is it a slim chance? Yes. But you know what? Somebody's going to be that one out of 1,000 kids that jumps out of those planes whose parachute doesn't open. So there's always a chance something's going to happen.
Do you hear about the latest changing subject here, Roger? But you hear the latest story coming out of Canada about 215 children's bodies being discovered under a residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia. Did you hear that story? No, that is one of the biggest stories coming out of Canada right now, my friend. This is just one residential school. Well, what's going to happen here now, Roger?
Were these orphans? Because if not, that's a lot of parents that should have been pissed.
I believe most of them were orphans. Okay,
That would make more
the
sense.
The Catholic Church is involved up to their eyeballs in this whole shabasco with the residential schools in Canada. The discovery of bodies now in British Columbia is starting to become almost pandemic. They're finding bodies all over the place because they're looking in places where these residential schools were operating. Areas around these residential schools. There's a place called the Picton Farm out of Vancouver. There was a huge RCMP investigation into it years ago. It all got shut down and brushed under the rug when Justin Trudeau became prime minister. But there is so much information about that place and the amount of bodies that are supposed to be on that property. What you're going to see in Canada right now is some crazy stuff come out in the next, I believe, next month or so. Because all these sites where residential schools were going on, and even some of the schools that are still operating today, are going to be investigated. 215 bodies is the count right now, Roger. Unbelievable. Biggest story out of Canada this year by far. And that just came out a couple of days ago.
I'm going to tell everybody here something that I'm hoping that you at least have an inkling of. You may not have a lot of details on it, but this is a fact. Okay. One of the biggest evils on this planet, one of the biggest mechanisms to force somebody or put somebody into a situation where you can blackmail them into doing whatever you wish, one of the biggest recreational, products offered to those who feel they have unlimited power are children. And I'm not talking about in a good way. The trafficking of children across this planet being used to, entrap people like, haven't we been told that Hunter Biden, there's images and videos of Hunter Biden having playtime with underaged girls? What I'm telling you is that these mechanisms are used to entrap those who will sit in the seats of power. Right. Where would this come from? If, in fact, there really are those pictures, which we've been told there are by several people, where would that come from? Well, let me see. It's all happened in China. So China has irrefutable proof of pedophilia, and I'm saying this supposedly because we've been told that, irrefutable proof of pedophilia from Hunter Biden. If that was squelched by his father, whether his father ever took a penny from China, which we know he did, which disqualified him immediately. But if Joe Bob knew anything about this and squashed it, anything about it, that would be about the 15th thing that disqualified Joe Biden from ever sitting in the White House.
So why is he sitting in the White House?
Because the Democrats own America right now, literally. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen much longer. I really do think what you're seeing in Canada is happening in America. The only thing is our population is 10 times the size of yours.
Can I add something, Roger?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
I caught a video yesterday. Apparently, Hunter Biden has... I know you've heard that leaked video that Hunter Biden smoked crack with Mayor Barry. Wasn't it like 1990?
It was a while ago, yes.
1991 early 90s that Marion Barry got busted by the FBI. Well, it just so happens that the leaked tape where Hunter Biden admits he smoked crack with Marion Barry, and apparently they met the same year that Marion Barry got busted by the FBI. Doesn't that kind of indicate that maybe Hunter Biden set up Marion Barry?
I would tell you that Hunter Biden is a puppet and has been for a very long time. If you are a heavy drug user, we're talking about, you know, he's doing the heavy stuff, okay, crack. And he is on record as stating that if you're doing crack all day long, it's a pretty isolated world. If you're drinking, a bottle of vodka each day and smoking crack, this is from him, smoking crack the entire day. Let's stop and figure out what the cost of that would be. Okay, this is not Hunter Biden, unless of course he's getting millions of dollars selling his father's his father's name.
And also, in this leaked tape, he admits calling his dad when he was on the Senate floor and telling him that he was going to send him some money.
Yeah,
nothing surprises me with these guys. Nothing. It's just it's a joke.
I lost
it's not.
My bubble.
Oh. I know. I'm sorry again.
What was I saying?
Hunter Biden and all his
Marion Barry. Hunter Biden.
Marion Barry and the whole
This isn't about Barry. It was heading towards a question that was asked, and the question was, do you think Hunter Biden set him up? My point here is the reason why Joe Bob is in the presidency and the reason why that laptop isn't frontline news every single day, and the reason why Hunter's not in jail is because they are controllable as they are. They are that controllable. They don't have to worry. Hunter's going to do exactly what he's supposed to do. They don't have to worry. Joe Bob's going to do exactly what he's supposed to do. And I tell you, more than once, Kamala has been told, shut your mouth, lady. We don't like what you're saying. And that wasn't coming from the conservatives. It was coming from her owners, her masters, her puppeteers.
Well, they've got them all over a barrel, Roger. We know that.
This is a huge weekend in the United States. This is where we honor our veterans, okay? What does she get up and say in front of the entire country? Enjoy your long weekend. Four words. Enjoy your long weekend. Not one thing about the vets. And that this is one of our most cherished holidays because it puts those who sacrificed their life to protect America, whether it was right or wrong, they thought it was right. They were convinced it was right. They were told it was right. So they thought they were doing the right thing. So instead of even mentioning them, she says, everybody enjoy your long weekend. Bye. It was a photo. That is a kick in the teeth to anybody in this country who has vets who died.
Right. You know, they were willing to run into a barrage of bullets for our freedom, Roger. And that's what they believe they were doing. But you look at society now, we don't have that anymore in society. And I praise the people that laid down their lives, right or wrong. They still have the courage to do that. And we just don't see that in society anymore, my friend.
Well, you know what?
It's sad that Kamala had to say that. And I heard that, and that was really disgusting. Go ahead.
You know what they're doing now? Okay. The soldiers and the sailors and the airmen, because of this critical race theory and this, you've got to let people into the military who aren't sure whether they're male or female, or males who identify as females, or females that identify as males. I'm sorry. All I hear is banging.
Sorry about that. That was me dropping my microphone, Roger. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. I knocked my microphone over.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, where was I again?
I didn't mean to do that on you, buddy, but I was reaching for a cup of coffee, and I knocked my microphone over, so my apologies. I don't know where you were. We were talking about the military. We were talking sacred holiday.
I was joking about where was it. Okay. Now, if you consider that the military today, and these are the troops, these aren't the generals, because generals, for anybody who doesn't have a clue, generals are half military, half politician. By the time you make general, that's the role you have to play. Okay. What are we seeing from the ground level troops? What are we seeing from the sergeants, the corporals, the privates? What are we seeing? They don't want none of this. They don't want their lives put in danger because somebody would rather tiptoe through the tulips than sneak through the grass and protect my back. Okay? I'm dead serious. It is the actual troops themselves that are saying, we don't want this. We don't want to have anything to do with this. Not only that, but I think I did a show with you where I talked about 124 retired generals and admirals who flat out stated that Joe Biden's administration was tyranny to America. Listen to me. I didn't say it was bad. I didn't say this guy's an idiot. I said 124 retired admirals and generals said, this is tyranny to America. Okay. How much of that got on the news? How much of that hit mainstream media? Did any of you see that on mainstream media? I got to ask you a question. What is more important than 124 retired admirals and generals telling the American people in an open letter that this is tyranny against America? What's more important than that? But yet we have a traitoress. Yes, I'm using that word because it is apropos. It is 100% accurate. We have a traitorous mainstream media that decided that wasn't important enough for you to hear. One of the most important things of the entire decade came out of those flag officers' mouths. And we have a treasonous mainstream media that decided, you don't need to know that. Who the hell told them we didn't need to know it? Obviously, the people who own them.
Well, we got the same situation in Canada, Roger, where our media is completely controlled by the government, and they are treasonous to the core. They are not exposing any pertinent information to the Canadian people, and we have to hold them to account. We have to get back the narrative from mainstream. When we do that, then we could turn this thing around on a dime. We could.
It's happening.
It's happening, Roger. It is. You know what's happening in Canada here? I think I mentioned this in the last show, that there's large groups, and the group is growing exponentially of doctors now that are about ready to come forward. I was given information by Wayne here a couple days ago that this is going to happen in the next week, but they're going to come forward with a loud, very, very loud, unified voice of a group of doctors that the mainstream media will have to acknowledge because of their credibility in Canada. So we are seeing...
In Canada.
Yeah, because of their credibility.
They'll squelch it over here in America. It'll be independent media that gets it out, and we will.
We will, because independent media numbers I'm seeing independent media numbers that are getting half the reactions that CBC gets, and yet CBC is being funded to the tune of $1.2 billion a year, and these alternatives are working on a $50 a month budget, and they're getting half the reactions that mainstream media now is getting in Canada. So
watch your time, Barry.
Pay attention. Time's just about up too, Roger. Go ahead.
What if there's only 1,000 mainstream media platforms on the planet? And I'm talking mainstream media, 1,000 of them. I would tell you right now that there are over a million alternative media sources. Okay, that's 1,000 times the amount So if we're only getting 20% or 30% of a mainstream media channel, but there's, I don't know, 1,000 times as many of us, we are winning.
Roger, we are winning, and I'm going to have to let you go because, believe it or not, this hour has gone by, as it always does, very quickly. I'm going to let you share a few last thoughts before I have to let you go where you can, people can find you, and I'll share one last thought with you, and I'll have to say goodbye for now, buddy.
Well, I hope you enjoy your shrooming because I know that's a big relaxation period for you and a de-stressor. So I'm actually jealous. If you want to reach the Liberty Beacon Project, go to thelibertybeacon.com. At the very top of that front page, you will see a banner. Click on it. That banner will give you a page that lets you go to our other news sites, like the one in France, like the one in England, so on and so forth. It is a network. It is a global network, and we are not a for-profit network. We do accept donations, but we have no ads on any of our websites. This is about us and nobody else, and it is people like Barry giving us a platform that allows us, alternative media, to become stronger by the day, and for that, we appreciate you, Barry.
I got one question coming out of chat, and they're asked me three times now. If you've ever heard of a K Annette, and it's coming from one of my listeners in
Kevin Annette.
Kevin Annette, have you ever heard of that name?
That name sounds familiar, but I can't bring it to bear. No.
Okay. Well, we don't really have time to get into that, Roger. So we'll have to let you go, buddy. But you know, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And like I said, I'll be back in about 4 weeks, and I'll definitely get you back on as soon as I'm back, and you can bring me.
And we can talk about K-Annette.
Yeah, we can talk about K-Annette, and I'll talk about a few of my adventures that I'm sure I'm going to have while I'm down picking mushrooms. Okay, my friend. Nice having you in, Roger, and I'll be talking to you very soon. I'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks.